This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is California Republican Congressman Dan Lundgren, who represents his state's 3rd Congressional District. He's also a member of both the House Homeland Security and Judiciary Committees, and it was the Homeland Security Committee today that heard the testimony in the, for some reason, controversial hearings related to the radicalization of Muslims and the Homeland Security threat that poses. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Well, the controversy seemingly overshadowed the testimony we were expecting to hear today, but from what we heard of the testimony, it was rather compelling. We'll talk about that in a moment. Why do you think there was so much backlash to this sort of hearing when folks like Joe Lieberman and others in the past, Jane Harman, have had hearings on the very same subject?
Well, that's a very good question. I hope it's not just overt partisanship. I do think that there is an effort by some to stifle moderate voices in the Muslim community, and I think that is not only a tragedy, but it is what I would call un-American. And what I mean by that is we heard today from a Somalian-American from the Midwest whose son, actually it's his nephew, but he treated him as a son, who was an excellent student on his way to college and so forth, who was basically enticed, inspired, directed by the radical elements of his local mosque, and he ended up in Somalia, and he ended up with al-Shabaab, and he ended up dead. And other members of their community, their families don't know where their sons are, but it appears that their sons may very well have traveled the same road that this person's nephew did. And he was, telling us how difficult it was and how he didn't get support from his local mosque, didn't get support from some groups that claimed to speak for Muslim Americans, and was told not to, not only he, but others whose children were missing, were told not to talk to law enforcement. And so one of the things we wanted to get out of this was not only to put a human face on this problem, but also to show those moderate voices in the Muslim community that we stand with them, that they don't have to be afraid, that they don't have to be worried about law enforcement, that they don't have to be worried about their government, that we will work with them, and that we will not allow them to be intimidated.
What kind of answers do you get from, I guess, groups you would consider less than moderate when it comes to this issue, as to that argument that you just made, that you're trying to make sure that radicalism, which they claim they don't support, doesn't infiltrate their own community?
Well, they're hiding behind, as one of our witnesses said, they're hiding behind the peaceful, honest, vast majority of Muslims who came to the United States, or their parents or their grandparents came to the United States, in many cases, to get away from the kind of authoritarian government that in many cases didn't allow them to speak out. And they basically, he said, we didn't come here to have that imposed on us here. And yet these groups suggest that when we are making, I think, legitimate factual inquiries into this situation, they accuse anybody who does that of Islamophobia or trying to say it's with respect to all Muslims. We've made it very, very clear that's not the case. And in fact, I think an important point that needs to be made is that members of the Muslim community, particularly young people, are being targeted by these radicals, by these extremists, specifically to, what I would say is not to destroy a religion, but distort a religion in such a way that they, and one of the gentlemen said this, that they brainwash these young people into believing that it is their duty to kill Americans or to kill American servicemen. And that has to be exposed. We have to deal with that as we see it. And certainly we have to be aware of the comments that have been made by the Attorney General of the United States, by the head of the FBI, by the head of the Homeland Security Department, that the greatest single danger today is homegrown terrorists, those who have been radicalized in some way or another, such that they believe that their purpose in life is to destroy Americans and American what it stands for.
Basically, what it seems like we heard in the hearing today and also just in discussions of this in the past, that the two main sources here are prisons as well as certain mosques around the country. Is that accurate? And what do we know about how it happened so that we can stop it?
Well, we've just begun our inquiry. I would say that we certainly not to indict all mosques or most mosques or the largest percentage of mosques. It appears from the testimony we received that it is a number of mosques, but certainly not the vast majority of them. Secondly, we do know that radicalization in the prisons is something that, frankly, is to be expected in that you have people who are disaffected, a lot of them young men, who've already been involved in crime in some sort of setting, and the message to them is that the system, the entire society is against them, and they ought to rally around something that opposes that society. And if you give that a religious veneer and you take the most extreme position in interpreting that religion, and I believe hijacking that religion, you might be able to capture their minds. I mean, we had a hearing, I think it was in 2007, with Congresswoman Harmon leading the way, when the Democrats were in charge, in Torrance, California, an area that I used to represent well over a decade and a half ago, involving a plot started basically hatched by two people who had been radicalized while in prison, actually in my district now, in Folsom Prison, and they'd gone down to Southern California. They'd embarked on a series of armed robberies, the purpose of which was to gain money to buy arms and explosives so they could attack recruiting stations in Southern California, and I believe one of the other targets was a Jewish synagogue. So that particular plot was stopped, and I think they'd actually accomplished at least one armed robbery. But that certainly opened my eyes as to the actuality. I'd been aware of the potentiality of radicalization of our prison population. So we have to, in some ways, first of all, make sure that the American people are aware of it. Secondly, make sure that those, again, the vast, vast majority of freedom-loving, law-abiding Muslim Americans, that they know that their voices will be heard, that they will not be suspected, that the law enforcement, and even before you get to the question of violence, the question of an indoctrination towards this radical position, that there are communities of interest that will help them, and that we want to support, as one of our witnesses said, platforms within the Muslim American community to allow others to be able to be protected against this and to fight against this.
We're talking with California Congressman Dan Lundgren. Congressman, you mentioned the inquiry has just begun. Do you have a clear idea from the chairman or just from your own sense of today's hearings about what's going to come next?
Well, he suggests that perhaps the next hearing will be a more extensive hearing on the question of prison radicalization. And he said that that probably would be a month or two away. Look, we don't just put these hearings on willy-nilly. We prepare for them. We try and get good witnesses. Our staff works very, very hard. We try and make sure that this is not going to be, you know, some finger-pointing session or people trying to, in some way, you know, get a revenge on somebody who's wronged them from a political standpoint. I mean, we want to have intelligent debate, informed debate. As I said at the press conference afterwards, the purpose of this hearing today was to inform, not to inflame.
Congressman, we'll have to leave it there. Thank you for being with us today and offering your time and your ideas with us.
Okay, thank you very, very much.
Absolutely. California Congressman Dan Lundgren represents his state's 3rd Congressional District, member of the House Judiciary and Homeland Security Committees. I'm Greg Karumas of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.